look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, this is your last chance to get in the Hawaiian Airlines contest. We're going to pick our winner in about 10 minutes. It's the best contest in the history of radio. And we're going to go to the best sports writer in the history of the Bay Area, and that is Bruce Jenkins. Bruce, how are you?
Hey, good, Marty. How are you doing?
That's a good segue, wasn't it?
I think it's more like the best at the corner of East and 7th in Montero.
Nah, you're the best.
That's my claim to fame.
Nah, come on. No, you're the best. We love you, and we always look forward to getting your take on baseball. You know, I said it yesterday. It's June 16th now. And this, if you're in a normal baseball race, this is when it all starts. The pretenders start to fade away, and the people say, like the Angels. I think the Angels all of a sudden are starting to look like they can win something. It all starts now.
Yeah, you know, you look at Ohtani coming back to the Angels and Mike Trout and some of the talent they've got there, and you think, you know, maybe they're not so far out of it, you know, after all. I mean, that American League wild card is going to be pretty interesting. You know, a couple of those races look like they're over, but, you know, Boston and Cleveland are going to be there. The A's, you can't count them out. And it's just, you know, all over baseball, you know, as lopsided as some of these divisions are, you can be surprised. I think it's going to close up on almost all fronts in the second half.
Well, Marty's right. Some of the early season stories have already gone. Remember the Mariners were the hottest team in baseball?
They homered, I know.
Like, 20 straight days, and they're selling off players to the Yankees. It's like a fire sale already. They're giving Edwin Encarnacion goes over there yesterday. He'll DH for them. Yankees are still after a pitcher. What do you make of what the Yankees are doing right now?
Well, I mean, getting Encarnacion is just ridiculous. I mean, Stanton, Judge, and Encarnacion?
Wow.
You put Bumgarner in there? I mean, when they get Severino back, even if they don't get Bumgarner, I love it. I mean, the Yankees with the murderer's row, I'll take that every time. You know, forget Brett Gardner. Hard-nosed player, but I'll take an old-fashioned murderer's row there. That's fantastic. You know, they still have a bunch of guys hurt, but they're starting to all come back now, and their lineup's just frightening. It's pretty inspiring, and but the great thing there is that, you know, Tampa Bay is right there with them, and the Yankees are having to do these things. And Boston's, I think, 5 games out or something like that. So they really need to keep going for it, or they might find themselves out of first place at the very least.
Now, there's a long way to go. And if you look at the wild card standings in the American League, the number 2 wild card team, Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
How about
yeah.
that? Come on. How about that?
Oh, yeah. That's tremendous. And, of course, you know, that means Hunter Pence.
All-star.
Yeah, legitimate all-star. You know, Odor and those guys, Mazzara, those guys really, they really mash. And it's fun to see them having a good year.
I think it'd just be nice to see Texas get to the postseason, see Hunter Pence in the dugout with the long hair, the beard that he's not going to shave or cut for 2 months.
Yeah.
Have him throwing seeds and giving some inspirational talk to, I don't know, Chris Woodward's Texas Rangers.
Yeah, the great thing about him, you know, as he left the Giants, I think if he'd wound up in some remote outpost, a team that wasn't going anywhere, he would never be depressed. But it'd be very hard for him to maintain that phenomenal presence that he has, attitude toward life. But with Texas, I mean, he grew up in the shadow of that ballpark. He's back home, and he's just going off. It's pretty cool to watch.
I love it. It's one of the good baseball stories. They're playing the Reds again today, and they've won the first 2 games against the Reds. So, no, look, they're 38-32.
Yeah.
You know, they're the second wild card right now, you know, out of nowhere. Amazing. Hey, a couple of things. One, the home runs, Bruce. I tell you every day. And we had a game here yesterday. It was 8-7 with only a couple of home runs. And they scored in 10 of the 17 half innings yesterday. I thought it was amazing. But the home runs flying all over the place. And I know we talk about this all the time. But if you watch a baseball game today, you're never out of it. I don't care who you are or what you're playing. You go to a game today, you better sit down and play 27 outs.
Yeah, because that second baseman who hit 4 homers last year has 22 right now.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, I mean, the thing about it, it does wear on you a little bit, but there's so much talent around the bigs. I mean, just when you get used to guys like, you know, Soto and Acuna, all of a sudden you have Eloy Jimenez and Jordan Alvarez, Victor Robles, Austin Riley, Oscar Mercado. I mean, Vlad Jr., come on. They just keep coming. And these guys, you know, they're all pumping the ball out of the yard, and they're so you know, excited to be in the bigs. They've got all kinds of presence out there. And I'll tell you, you know, the Giants need to get younger, and there's so many reasons around the big leagues why.
Well, the Houston Astros are one of these teams. It's just insane, Bruce. Everybody they bring up, Yordan Alvarez.
Have you seen Yordan Alvarez?
Well, Marty, I've been following him for about a month.
Holy cow.
This guy had 20-plus home runs in AAA. They bring him up. He's already got 4 in his first 5 big league games.
He's a huge guy, and when he hits them, this isn't some off-balance fly ball that down the right field line. This guy is absolutely crushing the ball. I mean, well, yeah, I knew they had a good farm system, but you're right. Everybody they bring up, they've got the kid Straw, who runs like the wind.
Yeah, what a Miles weapon Straw stole 3 bags in a game against the A's last week or 2 weeks ago. And yeah, he's
going to be. Yeah, that's going to be a huge weapon in the postseason for them.
Yeah,
so
I love
few
it.
Teams are allowed to carry. You have to have room or the luxury of carrying a guy who runs like that.
Look, Pete Alonso hit one like 450 off the second deck yesterday. Austin Riley has more homers and more RBIs than anyone in Braves franchise history in the first 30 games. So he knocked Eddie Matthews out of the record books.
Oh, my goodness.
And,
that's a heavy statement.
And Wally Burger.
Yeah, well, more importantly, Wally Burger in 1938. Look it up, right, Marty?
That's right, 38 home runs.
Yeah, 38 homers, yeah.
That's right. Frank Robinson tied Wally Burger.
Yeah. So what if Bumgarner goes to Atlanta with Acuna and Albies and Freddie Freeman and Riley? I mean, good grief.
It's going to be something. I tell you, you know, all right, so here's the Giants. They're finally in the same zip code, 30 and 38. So I like that. They're, you know, within the same numbers at least. Anything that could happen here that would give you a glimmer of hope, or are we just preordained here that July 31st is coming and this is just the way it's going to be?
Well, I can't say that I see anything in that regard. I'm not saying that they're unwatchable. Far from it. You know, they're creating a lot of excitement. They're starting to win. They've got a real good camaraderie on the team. You know, guys like Vogt and Steven Pilar, you know, these are great guys and guys who play the game right, and Duggar and Yastrzemski, you know, and the bullpen and everything. It's just that, again, when you look around the big leagues and you realize, you know, what they're up against, even right above them, you know, San Diego has such a bigger future just right now, as you look at the teams right now. Arizona is playing really good ball, and so is Colorado. I mean, you know, Blackman gets 4 hits every night now, and they're at the bottom for a reason. I'd be surprised if they get out of the bottom in the division. But that's just because of the fact, not only are they really underperforming and they have no power and no real consistent hitting, but, you know, they're going to be unloading some people. They have to, Marty. I mean, there's no way that they could say, hey, let's keep these guys around for a wild card. That's not going to happen. Absolutely not.
All right. I get excited when they
Marty's
win 4
hopeful.
In a row.
Yeah, Marty's hopeful.
You know. Well, I mean, you have to be. I'm not a baseball pessimist by any means. I'm just trying to be realistic here, looking at some of the teams that are not in first place, like, you know, like Philadelphia, Milwaukee, St. Louis. You know, they're, you know, the wild card's probably going to be sorted out amongst those teams. And there's other teams that are, you know, the Mets could come on while Washington. Who knows? Or even within the Giants division, it'd be really tough. But I'm tell you, Marty, I'm actually looking forward to some transition at the All-Star break, just to see where the franchise is headed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going there. We're going.
Yeah.
Hey, the Dodgers and the Cubs are playing a good series right now, and down in L.A. And they had a 2-1 game last night. But I want to ask about a play from Friday night. Marty and I haven't talked about this much. Bruce, did you see the intentional balk by Kenley Jansen on Friday?
I did not. No.
So the Cubs had a runner on second. I think Jason Hayward was at second. It's a 2-run lead. The Cubs are trailing 5-3. So the tying runs at the plate with 2 outs. Kenley Jansen decides, in order to prevent Jason Hayward from stealing signs at second base, he's going to tell the umpire, "I'm going to balk on the next pitch." So he intentionally balks Jason Hayward to third so that the whoever the batter is won't be able to get a sign that Hayward is stealing at second base. Of course, after the game, Joe Madden says, I'm praising the move. I love that they're thinking outside the box. Kenley Jansen said, they weren't even stealing signs. We were just making sure. But apparently this was all Bob Guerin's idea, of course, bench coach for the Dodgers. I just think this is the most hilarious, overthinking 2019 baseball play of all time.
Yeah, you don't put a guy who's on second, now he's on third, intentionally. Let's get him over there. I mean, yeah, that's way over the top. I hadn't heard about that. I didn't read about it either, but that's pretty strange. There's been a lot of – the pitchers are acting strangely these days. Victor Alcantara has this stretch move where he ducks his head and kind of disappears from the face of the earth for a couple seconds. And Leonis Martin just stole home on him. There's been a couple steals of home lately, which is great. Great to see.
What comes next, Mark? I'm going to strike out right here on purpose. I don't know. At what point are we going to –
We're getting close to that.
We've seen that in a rain delay. We've seen that. You know, if you got to get the four
get
and a half
the
innings
game.
In.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys just swing and miss and all that kind of stuff.
You got to see the play, Bruce. He turns around and he tells the umpire, I'm going to balk. And yeah. He swings his leg around a bunch of weird times until he throws up his arms and calls it.
Well, yeah. He should have done that last night to Anthony Rizzo.
Oh, man. Yeah, and it's once again, you know, you got Walker Buehler, seven innings, two hits, no runs.
Right.
But he hit 100 pitches, and you know what happens when you hit 101, don't you, Marty?
Your arm falls
off.
That's
right, your arm falls. Or if you just die, you just keel over. So, you know, you don't want that. Right. And they lose the game. Good.
You know, the balls are being hit so hard. What do you think of Yastrzemski's catch yesterday in the game?
That's a great thing. I mean, you know, everybody, we always talk about Carl Yastrzemski because it's such a natural thing to go back to if you're old enough to remember him. But he was one of those guys who just laid it all out for the team. Great hitter. Not the best left fielder ever, but he totally went after it. Smart. And, I mean, Mike Yastrzemski completely laid out for that ball with the game on the line. What a cool moment for him. I mean, it's enough to do it any time in the game, but to actually end it, to end a victory when a game's been going back and forth, is I'm just really happy for him. I'd just love to see him stay out there and maybe for the whole rest of the season.
Yeah, and Ron Wota said that when you make that attempt, you have to know you're going to catch the ball.
That's right, yeah.
Because if you don't know you're going to catch the ball, you better not do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that, then the run's going to score, and then we'd still be playing. It'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. Great to have you on, as always. Next week, I'm looking forward to it. It's another week of baseball, and we're not even at the halfway point yet. But stories are starting. I'm on the Angels now. I'm watching them. I just have a feeling that for some reason they look better to me every week.
Oh, I know. How about Ohtani? God, is that sweet?
Yeah.
That guy is what an athlete.
Yeah, if they can add some pitching, I think, because the second wild card, Bruce, I mean, Texas is a second wild card. And even in the National League, the second wild card, I think, is 8 games over 500, something like that. So, I don't know. I think it's still wide open.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have to look at it that way because there's just too much precedent. You know, just when you think, well, that's over or these guys are done,
right,
it flips completely and you have a whole new story.
That is the story of baseball. All right, have a great Sunday. Have a good Father's Day, by the way. Congratulations on Father's Day.
Thanks. It's been great so far. My middle daughter came over and made me a great breakfast, so I'm on a roll.
All right. Take care, Bruce.
See you guys.
All right. That is Bruce Jenkins. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, good stuff.